Hello, wonderful people. I'm Jim McDermott, and I'm running for the United States Congress. I'm also running on the Alaska Libertarian Party ticket. Now, when I was offered this excellent opportunity by PBS and being filmed here by the staff at UAF, I was told, hey, Jim, you have 5 minutes to get your message across. So here we go. I turned to my supporters. I said, what do you want me to talk about for 5 minutes? I said, Jim, it'd be good to start off and let people know who you are. So let's start. I had to take notes. I'm a little nervous being on TV for the first time. Anyways, presently I'm a UAF professor here teaching in the business school, the School of Management. I love what I do. I love my students. It's a great job. So why go from that to running for Congress? Because I care for Alaskans. That's why. I care greatly for our state and the people of our state. A little bit more about myself. Before I came here at the University of Alaska, I was the Small Business Development Center here in Fairbanks, their director, counseling small businesses, so I have a passion for entrepreneurship. And before that, just to kind of give you a little bit more history, I worked in the Anchorage area through UAA. I've had a good life, and I've also did a short stint in the military for 22 years. I'm retired United States Air Force. So let me go ahead and give you a little bit more background about my personal life, my wonderful wife, Janet. So when you vote for me, now here's the good news, you're also voting for Janet, my wife. Janet right now is a LCSW working up at Fort Wainwright, and she works with our warriors coming back from war zones, helping them with the transition back into our peaceful environment. She has a wonderful job, and she's a wonderful person, and she is my sage, who I turn to, along with the good people of Alaska once I'm in office. Here's a question I really enjoy from one of my supporters, or actually two of them combined. Jim, not only why do you want to be a congressman, but how do you show people you're not full of yourself? Tough question, but thank you for that. I see government getting too big, too large, and I'd like to see government streamlined. And I also like to see, instead of an outside in, D.C. into Alaska, I'd like to see an inside out, Alaska back to Washington, D.C. Local government, state government, determining our direction as Alaskans, not always being directed by Washington, D.C., and the less, the better. So that's one area that I stand on, and that's one area why I wanted to run. A lot of brainstorming. Could our military, when we start reducing our military, because we know cuts are coming, could we reduce overseas and maybe keep a strong presence in the United States? Could we also look at maybe consolidating our military? These are some of the things I'd like to brainstorm, i.e., why a separate Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines? Why not combine them under one umbrella? Getting rid of the redundancy. These are things I'd love to talk to Alaskans and I'd love to talk to Americans about to see, hey, how can we streamline for the better, still provide an excellent security for our country, but at the same time, starting to downsize a little bit. And I am for returning our troops from Afghanistan, the sooner the better. What's going on over there is an atrocity. Let's get our troops back. They're in special engagement situations, and it just puts them in a really awkward position. All right, next question as I look down here. Where do you stand concerning the Patriot Act, TSA? Well, you know, we are, as Ben Franklin says, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, if we start giving away our rights because of security, we're being foolish because in the long run, we're going to end up losing both. So let's look at that. Let's make sure that we have a conversation about how much we're willing to give up. Another thing I talk about is TSA. TSA just keeps coming up. Jim, what about TSA? Listen, I'm going to let you know I have a bias. I have a son that works for TSA. The men and women who work within TSA are awesome people. It's the policy that's coming from Washington, D.C. that needs to be changed. So these men and women are not at the forefront catching the barrage when people are upset, when they feel their privacy is being invaded. And that's one thing about a libertarian. We fight for your right to personal liberty. It's a real important subject for us. So with that, I'm going to wrap up today in my 5 minutes. And again, thank you, PBS, for this opportunity. Is where can we go in this direction as Alaskans? Do you want more sovereignty over the direction of Alaska? And if I'm your congressman, that's what I'll be fighting for. Should you have a right to drill? Should you have a right to harvest responsible of your resources here in Alaska? I think we can. I think we can do it responsibly. I pay my winter bills here in Fairbanks. I know what you're paying. I can't understand why the Healy coal plant isn't up and running 100%. These are some of the things not only in Washington, D.C. will I be fighting for. I'll be fighting that you, the people of Alaska, have a voice and a direction. I thank you for your attention today, and I ask you for your vote. I'm Jim McDermott, running for the United States Congress. Thank you.
Our producer was Pat Yak. Associate producers, Josh Edge and Wendy Jonasson. Host, Michael Carey. Panelists, Jill Burke, Daisha Eaton, Steve McDonald, and Lori Townsend. Directed by John LaFournaise. Audio by Scott Bruno. Production assistance by the League of Women Voters and Youth Vote 2012. Engineering, Larry Anderson and Paul Spatzik. And traffic coordinator Kristen Dugan.